Hey crew, what's going on? Richard Hill here with the Teaching Online Business Podcast. Super excited to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, have an awesome episode for you guys and girls today. Real quickly, for everybody listening, thank you for taking the time to be here. Thank you for your support. My name is Richard Hill. I am the founder of this podcast and also at teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, thought leaders, experts, client business owners help you grow and scale your business. If you are brand new, make sure you take the time to subscribe. That way you get notifications when new podcasts come out. And make sure you get your ass back and listen to our old podcast. Every podcast has something you can take away and implement into your business and get results. And I promise you, right here, right now, if you're dead serious about growing your business to levels that you never thought possible, if you have that dedication, if you have that fire, listen to the past podcasts. Listen to every single one of them because they have actionable advice that you can take away and get results. Unless you hate getting clients, unless you hate getting paid, unless you like working 80 plus hours a week, I highly recommend you take the time to listen. That is our number one goal, to help you. You don't have to be a client or a student to get help. These podcasts will help you. Sorry about that, but it's the truth, okay? Anyways, welcome to a new podcast. This is an awesome episode. We're talking about a $30,000 launch. Not only a launch, but we actually pre-sold this. Can you imagine that? We haven't even built the course. Was that smart? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. So to give you a little bit of context, so I have a student. He's in a non-mainstream niche, to say the least. And he graduated. He graduated in our base level $5,000 coaching program. He booked his 2017 out and booked his 2018 by April, booked his whole year following the strategies that we told him what to do. And he did awesome. He's an awesome dude. He did everything he was supposed to do. And then he wanted to join our upper tier, which is $25,000. It's a 12-month program because he wanted to level up again. He leveled up in the base program, and now he's reaching for mid-six figures, wants to earn seven figures plus. So we got to talking. What can we do? What can we work on that we can add a revenue income stream of at least six figures? So his situation's a little unique. So he does one-on-one coaching. But here's the kicker. Like most of us, we do our teaching online. We have an online portal or a Facebook group, private one, where we're helping our clients. Maybe we're doing phone calls, maybe we're doing group and different things like that. He is not. He's doing one-on-one training in person. That's a little bit different, right? So he's stuck. He was maxed out. He couldn't do anything. But of course, we wanted to make more money. He's having a huge impact. And honestly, today, being an expert is not enough. You can be great at what you do, but it's not enough. You have to have mastery skills when it comes to the one thing that you do. You have to be a master, and he's mastered his craft 20 plus years in his relative niche, and he's a master. And he's did awesome things. And this has allowed him to have that ability to level up. So we were talking and we're like, you know what? I got it. And I told him, you need to launch a virtual program. Right now, you have an $1,800 course. You're making $1,800 a week working one-on-one. You're still trading your time for money. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to have leverage. Leverage is the most important thing that you can have in your business. And I pity anybody That's trading their time for money. If you listen to my content, whether it's on this podcast, it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, you know, I tell you, do not trade your time for money. And I know some of you are in that scenario right now where you can't help it. I get it. But that's why you need to become a coach and program so we can get you the hell out of that. You deserve to be paid what you're worth. And what you're worth is the result that you can give to your clients. His clients absolutely love him. He has the video testimonials. We built this social proof. And that goes for anybody. When you're doing your launch, whether it's a course, a membership site, a service, a product, two things I want to point out. Number one, you need to make sure you validate that before you build it. Make sure the market's going to buy it before you actually build it, because you could find yourself working for the next 6, 12 months building this beautiful thing, and when you take it to market, nobody buys it. I don't want you to waste your time. Did that in the past, wasted 3 months, terrible lesson to learn. Always validate before you build, okay? And number two, social proof is huge when it comes to selling. Video testimonials, that's the best thing that you can use. So when you're working with your clients, make sure you're getting video testimonials of the results that you're getting them. Get them on video. I know it's hard. I have literally made some clients millions of dollars, and it is hard as hell to get a video review. It is. And surprisingly, you figure, man, you make somebody some millions of dollars, they wouldn't care to make you a video. Yeah, well, that's not the case, because people are busy, and next thing you know, you can't get a hold of somebody. So you need to get it when it's hot. When you get that result, man, get them on the phone, get them on a video chat, something. Just ask them for 10 minutes. That way they can share your story, and you'll have a video testimonial review. Because if you're trying to launch a product, and you got your beautiful landing page, and then don't got no testimonials, especially video testimonials, that's going to drop your conversions and sales big time. So let's get into some more strategy. One of the most effective ways to build an email list is by contest. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking. Email marketing is dead. Open rates suck. Click rates suck. Look, and you may be on this bot bandwagon. I love bots. I love automated bots. I do. I love ManyChat. And I have my bots out there doing some work for me. But email marketing is not dead. There's two big things when it comes to making contests work. And it's not even about the email. It is, but when it comes to contests, it's one of the best ways to build your email list. There's two things you got to get right. Number one, it has to be a wow factor contest. Now, I know some of you are client, you know, you're doing your coach, you're working with clients, many of you are. But not many people think about a contest for their client business. They don't think of it as a good way to build an email list, but it is. And if it wasn't for these contests, we would have never did 30,000 today. Plus, 30, I think it was like 32,000 in sales. We would have never did it. It was because we ran two contests and we found our target audience on Facebook. 95% of you will be able to find your target audience on Facebook. And it's probably even higher than that. And we use organic Facebook and we use paid ads. But we'll get that into just a second. Has to be a wow factor contest. It can't be 5% off, 10% off, $5, $10, $15. What we gave away was valued at $1,800. And it was a free course. That's what we gave away for our student. It was a free course. And guess who we promoted this to? His target audience. That is the second big important thing that you need to remember when you launch a contest. Number one, it needs to be a wow factor. Number two, it needs to be your target audience. This is why I'm against people giving away iPhones or iPads or Macs or any other product that's really not closely relative to what it is you do. You need to think about what it is you do. And you need to make sure what you give away is worth a lot. It's highly valued, but it's exactly what your perfect clients need or want or desire, okay? You have to hit on those two. It has to be a wow factor. And number two, it has to be your target audience. Now, I don't have enough time to go through Facebook ads. It's complex. It's not complicated. But there's many layers to making Facebook ads work. This is something that when our students get into our base coaching program, this is something we walk them through. But there's many layers to making Facebook ads work. And that's just something that I'm not going to go into great detail because that's for our paying clients. And with all due respect, it's just a topic that we could set and we could literally do 100 podcasts just on Facebook ads alone. That's how in-depth Facebook ads is. Because here's the thing. Look at the Facebook ad itself. You have the ad headline. You have the ad title. Do we use an image ad or do we use a video ad? What is the copy we use? What is the message? What is the hook? There's a lot of things that go into that. Then it's what's the offer? What's the landing page? What's the design elements on the landing page? How many video testimonial reviews do we use? It's complex. But one of the most important things when it comes to Facebook ads is who you're showing the ads to. That is what's super, super effective. Now, here's what I'll give you. We use video ads. Video ads often outperform image ads. Video ads, you can retarget people that watch a specific percentage of your video ads. That way, when we launch a video ad and people watch it, we can throw another ad and we can target everybody that's watched 50% of that video or more. Sometimes you need multiple touch points. So retargeting is often where you begin building your ROI when it comes to Facebook ads. Because people often need many touch points. This is another opportunity for you to get in front of your target audience. Could be adding on to the message. It could be a different angle of that message. It could be a totally different offer. It just kind of depends. But when it comes to contests, we love using video ads. So on this video ad itself, and we'll get into a strategy a little bit later, but all we're doing is talking about the contest. What we do is we create a video. It's maybe 5 minutes long, and it talks about the contest and what everybody can do to get involved. And for people that like, comment, share, we give them more chances to win. And we can go to Facebook and we can get those analytics and we can check it. You can also use software that can increase shares and different things like that. We didn't use any software, but that option is out there for you. There's a bunch of different software. I'm trying to think of the name of one, but it's kind of slipping my mind right now. But there's some out there that you can use where people can get extra votes by sharing it on Twitter, sharing it on other social platforms, and, you know, doing different things. All you need is a basic landing page, an opt-in page, and get them in the funnel. And you can share that on your video ad in the copy. So it's first video ad. That's all it's doing is telling everybody about the contest. And here's the strategy that's super, super important. So, engagement on your video ad. That's big. You're paying for this video ad. But this video ad can get organic attraction if you have more engagement. So that's what you want to tell people. Hey, if you take the time to like it, to share, to comment, we're going to give you more opportunities to win this awesome contest, right? And that helps you build the engagement. And what you'll see is you'll pay for half that traffic and you may pick up another half of that. 40, 30% could be organic because all of the engagement. The more engagement that video ad gets, the better. If you have a private Facebook group, if you have friends, tell them to go over there and like it. That's going to help your video ad get out. But once you have your video ad, one of the most important things is targeting. You need to target the right audience, and sometimes that takes testing. That means, well, we're going to create a video ad, and we're going to run it to 10 different target interests. And we're going to run it for a few days, and then we're going to measure the results. Now, anytime you're testing this Facebook ad, I want you to give it 3 to 4 days. The Facebook algorithm needs a few days to get it optimized. You want to at least give it 3 to 4 days before you go in and you start making changes, okay? So make sure you give it a few days. And if you're running those to different interests, then you'll be able to come back in, look at the data, pay attention to which interests are doing best. You may want to run it for a week or 2 weeks, but you can quickly find what ads are winning and what ads are losing, okay? All you got to do is pay attention to the Facebook data, okay? So, before you choose to launch your product or launch your course or launch your membership program or coaching program, you need an email list. Now, I know a lot of people, they want to build their email list maybe 2 weeks before they launch, 4 weeks before they launch. And even some people are building their email list as soon as they start their marketing. I just don't like that strategy. I've tried that strategy before, and you just have a close window. And I don't like that. I like having a little bit of extra time. An extra month can be super, super beneficial when you put that cart out there to start collecting sales. Okay? Another month can be huge. So this is what I recommend that you guys do. Again, I want you to leverage organic and leverage paid traffic. Most of you, like I said earlier, you're going to be able to find your target audience on Facebook, but I want you know what social media is best for you. Maybe Instagram is better for you. Maybe LinkedIn is better for you. Maybe it's Snapchat. Maybe it's Pinterest. It all depends on your client business, but you should have a good clue or a good idea of what social media platform is going to work best for you, right? So when we launched this contest, this wasn't the only thing we were doing. So let me get you inside the email funnel, the email sequence of what we're doing here. So people sign up, we get their name in the email, we're running this contest, we're giving away an $1,800 course. Again, you want a wow factor course, you want it to be in front of your target audience, and you want it to be relative to your target audience. Don't forget that. But get the name, get the email. Now they're in our sequence. Our job here is to lead, and we lead with value. They're expecting a contest That's the expectations that you've set. Now, it's important that your contest has an end date and that you let your audience know, hey, come August 1st, our contest is going to end. We're going to do a live Facebook video at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're doing that. That way they know, okay? You also want that video when you come out and give that message on that day when you do your contest. You want to let them know because then you can get a lot of engagement. There's a lot of different strategies you can use after you announce the winner. You could have some secondary prizes. And guess what? They don't expect that. They're expecting one winner and done. So what we did is we gave away the main prize, but then we had 10 additional prizes and we gave them some training videos that we usually sell. And they appreciated that. They ate that up. You know why? Because they expected a winner and that's it. We exceeded their expectations. So in this email marketing sequence, that's what we can do. We can keep exceeding their expectations by giving them value. And there's a lot of different ways, and it's going to depend on your niche, but you want to keep this email list warm, okay? You want to keep them warm the whole time, but you don't want to overdo it. So you have to watch. You don't want to send emails every single day, but every few days, as long as you're giving them value, they're going to appreciate that. And that's just warming the email list up. And that's what we did. So fast forward till today, and this is what we did. Today, we did a Facebook video. And on this Facebook video, we opened the cart to a course that we have mapped out, but we haven't built. And we, earlier, the contest that we ran, we were able to generate over 1,000 leads just on the contest alone. And we launched it on a Facebook business page today, and the video was simple. So today's Friday. On Monday, what we did is we messaged the page, we messaged our email list, and we said, hey guys, we have a huge, huge announcement. Got something very, very exciting that I promise you, you don't want to miss. Make sure you tune in Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to do a Facebook Live, and I'm going to fill you in. That builds curiosity, right? People are like, whoa, wonder what this is going to be. It gets interest going, but most importantly, it's starting to build momentum. Starting to build momentum toward that date. And what we do is we launch this Facebook video. It's a Facebook video live. And we get some pretty good numbers on here, right? And then we start going into the strategy. We want people to comment because we want this video to be turned into a Facebook ad a little bit later, because we know if we can build the engagement on this Facebook ad, get a lot of comments, get a lot of likes, get a lot of shares, when we turn it into a Facebook ad, guess what's going to happen? We're going to get a relevant score of 10, and we can get some cheap, cheap targeted views, right? That's what we're thinking. So what we do is we call out all of his past students. We tell them, if you are a past student, please take the time to comment about your experience below. This is something that you'll be able to do with all of your past students and past clients. That's what we tell, hey students, for everybody that took the course, just comment below. I'm not going to tell you what to say. I want you to tell them about your experience. And guess what? All his past students, there was about 12 to 13 of them on there, was talking about how great his course is. How cool is that, right? Right there is social proof for your video. Then we have everybody tuning in. And we tell them, hey, we are getting ready to launch a new course. Before, everybody had to come in person to take the course. Now it's going to be virtual. And everybody in the world can come and take this course from the comfort of their home. You don't have to travel all the way to the northern United States to take the course anymore. People were ecstatic. So, if you want more information, type in yes, and we'll send it to you. You've probably seen these on Facebook. You've seen where people will tell you to type in something specific. Now, usually, these are probably attached to Minibot or MiniChat or an automated bot. But in our case, it wasn't. We just did it to build the engagement on the Facebook video post because we're turning that into a Facebook ad come tomorrow. But all of this excitement, it built, we end up with a few thousand views. We end up with, I think, well over 100 comments. We get it like 50, 60 likes, and this video has only been up for a few hours at this point. And what we are getting people to is the cart, where they can pre-sell and they can pay for the course and get locked in. We made it pretty clear that this first group is going to be special. So when you're launching your new service, new product, you want the first group to be super, super special. So you want to make sure you're throwing some bonuses in. And that's what we did. We made this a no-brainer decision. And that's what you want to do when you do your launch. You want to make sure that you have all the momentum going, the engagement going. You want to make sure you have that social proof going. Social proof on your Facebook video lives, but social proof on the results that you're getting. So your past students, your past clients, invite them. That's what we did. We just didn't invite them on Friday. We invited them Monday. We made sure we gave them 4 to 5 days in advance. That way we could get a hold of them and just ask them to tune in. And what we did is, even if you are catching the recording, please take the time. If you're a past student, make sure you take the time and comment below. So we're still building social proof on this and building momentum. That is a smart strategy, right? Hopefully you're taking notes and you can put that down. But where is the link going? So what we do, everybody said yes, and we actually had 44 people say yes. So what we did was we messaged each one and we gave them the link to the cart manually. We could have did it with bots, but we ended up doing it manually because I wasn't sure how many we'd get. I thought we could get probably about 20. We doubled that. We ended up getting 44, and we at $997 a piece, we end up doing $32,000 in sales. How cool is that? It's an awesome, awesome feeling. I love it because he just came into our upper tier program again. It's a 12-month program. It's $25,000. I know that was hard for him to let go, even despite the results. And now he has his money back plus $5,000 in the first month of the program. So he's already got his investment back. And I couldn't be happier for him. That's what we do here. You know, most of the people that get into our base coaching program, which is $5,000, they usually make that $5,000 back within a few weeks. It's well worth the investment. And if you're struggling in your business and you're not getting clients and you want to see results like we're getting our students, hey, sign up. Let's talk. TeachingOnlineBusiness.com/apply. We'd love to talk to you. Okay? So, going back and just getting back to the pre-selling. Again, I want you to kind of put this in your head. You never want to build anything out before validating with the market. So please, please, please make sure anything that you launch, don't build it. Validate it first. We had our course outlined And yes, we've been doing video content of him coaching his clients, but we have not built the program out. We wanted to make sure we could pre-sell it. And what's exciting about this is over the last 2 months, we've put in the work, but we haven't did anything heavy. We haven't even ran Facebook ads yet. We ran ads for the contest, but not for the pre-sale. We didn't. We just did it with the email list we built. And that was about $500 in ads. We built over 1,000-some leads. I think around 1,100 and something. Off $500, which, hey, I would trade $500 for 1,100 quality leads any day. And boom, a big $32,000 day. And it wasn't tough to do these contests. It wasn't tough. It was running a Facebook ad. A few organic posts. It's not like we were working 14 hours a day to make this happen. It was like maybe 5-10 hours of work. That's it. You know, the time that you invest in this, that's super, super important. So when you break down the time that we have in it personally, you're talking probably 10 to 20 hours to make $32,000 in sales. I mean, I would trade that any day of the week. So hopefully, number one, give contests a try. I was never big on contests, and I've ran 10, honestly, 10 contests I did, and every single one of them has outperformed expectations, and it's one of my favorite ways to build email lists. You have to have a wow factor. It has to be your target audience. Don't give away stupid stuff, valuable stupid stuff, I should say. You want to give something away that your target clients, your perfect clients need, desire, or want. It's that simple. And if it's a wow factor, you can run your ads, your organic marketing. I always recommend both. And you can get results. You can start building your email list. You can start building the framework of, you know, launching a membership, launching a product, a service, whatever to that nature. But don't build it. Don't manually build that. Make sure you validate it with your target audience first. And that's it. 2 months, 10 to 20 hours, over $32,000 in sales. And that's exactly how we did it. So hopefully you can do the same. I know you can. Give it a try, okay? So thanks for everybody. Thanks for taking the time to be here. Your support, I always, always greatly appreciate it. If you have a struggle in business, if you want to be in our coaching program, if you want one-on-one mentorship, somebody that actually gives a shit about you and wants you to succeed, teachingonlinebusiness.com/apply. Make sure you get in. Having outside eyes on your business can be the best thing for you. Because when you're stuck, when you're not moving forward, it's one of the worst feelings. And when you're struggling to get clients and those opportunities are not there, there's nothing worse. And we don't want you in that scenario. At the very least, make sure you go listen to the older podcast. That way you can get results. Again, you don't have to pay me for results. All you have to do is listen to the podcast, the past episodes. Now what, we have 17, 18 podcasts now? Go back and listen to them. Write notes. Implement what you learn. You have to take action. It's not good enough to just listen. You have to take action. And I promise you, like I always say, if you implement what you learn here on this podcast, you're going to get results. So, everybody, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to be here to listen, for your support. I appreciate it. I thank you for the feedback, the comments, everything, the reviews, the whole nine yards. This podcast is always about you, number one. We want to help you grow and scale your business. That is my priority. That's my goal. So I hope I'm doing that. So God bless all of y'all. Have a good one, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.